So if you're hesitating about doing something about your weight because you aren't even sure if you even can change, then listen on to discover 5 tiny habits that will help you overcome your self-doubt and get to the place where you really want to be. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. So welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 169. So today we're talking about overcoming self-doubt. But before we get to that, my best bite recently, I taught my 21-day Confident Cook Adventure class. So I made this magic meal, which was just shredded cabbage, like coleslaw mix, and in the base, and then boiled eggs, and then just drizzled it with a heap of kewpie mayo, Japanese mayo, love it so much, and then sprinkled over some dried cranberries and some I call it nut dust. I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before, but it's basically roast mixed nuts that I just puree up in the food processor. So it's like this kind of chunky powder, and it's got the flavor and like had that little sweetness from the cranberries, and then like the eggs gave it substance. It was just so delicious. Actually, I wish I was having that again for lunch today. Okay, so our plan for today in terms of self-doubt is, first I'll share the story behind this episode, and then we're going to look at 5 small habits that can really help you overcome self-doubt. And then I'll set you up for success by giving you like 1 baby step that you can focus on first to help you on this journey. So basically, the story behind this episode is actually was like self-doubt is something that I have struggled with so much in so many aspects of my life. And it's something that, you know, I still am always working on. But it's also something that I really come across with my clients. And I was actually coaching someone recently, and she was saying, because she just joined the Naturally Healthy Club, she's wanting to do some work around changing her relationship with food and her body and losing some weight and feeling good about that. And she was like, yeah, like she's delving into it. And she's like, yeah, like this all makes sense. Like it sounds really like a great process. Like it sounds really good. I believe that this could work. But on the other hand, like, I'm really struggling to believe that it could work for me. She's like, because I have like, you know, my belief in myself is so low, and my trust with myself is so low because of, you know, my history of how I've interacted with food in the past. So it's like really hard. It's really hard for her to even like imagine that it could be possible to change. And so I coached her, and I was like, as I was doing it, I was like, wow, this is such an important thing, and it's such a big hurdle that so many of us so struggle with. And I was like, oh, cool, a nice podcast episode coming right up. So now let's look at the 5 habits that can really help you overcome self-doubt. And these 5 habits, you don't need all 5 in order to, like, you don't need to tick off all 5 boxes in order to overcome self-doubt. Like, you could use 1 or 2 of these could have a huge impact on your self-doubt. But I just thought I would offer you 5 because these are things that I've found helpful in my work with myself and also when I've been coaching people. So the first one that I have found incredibly helpful for overcoming self-doubt is to approach things with self-compassion. And I actually learned this from my sex coach. But what self-compassion means is that when the doubt comes up, like when you're feeling that fear and the doubt, and like, oh, I don't even know if I can do this, rather than like trying to convince yourself or talk yourself out of it or like coach yourself through it, you actually kind of agree with yourself and you meet yourself where you are. So for me, self-compassion, I actually put my hand on my heart when I'm doing this, and I actually will say to just speak really kindly to myself, and I'll be like, yeah, look, of course you have all this doubt. Of course you're afraid that you're not going to be able to do this because you've got this history. And just in doing that, just speaking to myself and also like not making myself wrong for having the doubt, like not giving myself a hard time for having the doubt, it just calms everything down and it just makes it okay that I have the doubt. And so then, of course, that removes so much of the fear and doubt, because then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, of course I'm having this doubt and this fear is coming up, and that's okay. Like, and so then it's like, it's not this big problem. It's like, oh yeah, okay, of course. Like, and I do this like for when I'm feeling self-doubt, but when I'm feeling any negative emotion, or even sometimes when I'm feeling positive, of course you're feeling great, Jules. But yeah, like particularly when I'm feeling negative emotions or I'm frustrated or whatever it, anger, whatever it is, it's like, of course I'm feeling angry. Of course I'm feeling frustrated. So you can apply this for other feelings, but it's such a beautiful practice. And I've mentioned on the podcast before, but if you haven't started experimenting with self-compassion, definitely do. So that's one habit that we can do. Next one I've got here is to find a guide you can trust, which I guess probably isn't necessarily, I guess that can be a habit of actually letting it be okay to look to outside, like look to an expert, looking to find a guide that can help you with whatever it is that you're having doubt around. So say you want to, you're doubting your ability to be able to cook, like great. So find someone a guide that can show you how. Like we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Like we live in such an amazing age where we have access to so many incredible resources and coaches and teachers and people like podcasters that can guide us. So this habit of like when we have a problem going, oh, okay, I've got this thing that I want to improve in my life, or I want this problem that I want to solve in my life, rather than like thinking that I have to figure it all out on my own, like just going, having that habit of going, oh, okay, I've got this problem. Looking for who can help me with this and opening your mind and looking for the guide that's going to help you. And, you know, that whole thing of like, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Like that, it's so true. When we open ourselves up for guidance, like we will find the person who's going to be great to help us, whether that's a book or a podcast or a coach or a program, or like whatever it is. Like it's so cool that when we do that, that's our second habit. It's actually being open to finding a guide. Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show. Third habit is to get into the habit of taking tiny actions. And so what I mean by that is, rather than thinking, oh, I have to like change everything and do this big whole, like, you know, revolutionize and, you know, make it really big and this mountain that we have to climb, actually looking for just one baby step, like one tiny action that you can take to move you in the direction. So rather than like trying to get all the fear to go and the doubt to go away, just going, okay, I can have this doubt and fear here with me. How about I just do an experiment where I try this one thing, like, and start taking action, tiny action with the doubt while you are feeling the doubt and the fear. And you can take any action, of course, but I think when we just make it, okay, I'm just going to do this little thing, even though I'm feeling the doubt, I'm just going to try this little thing that just, it takes a bit of the pressure off and makes it easier to get started because it doesn't seem so overwhelming if we're just going to do one little thing, experiment with one little thing first. So taking that tiny action is a really helpful habit of like, okay, I'm feeling blocked about something. I'm feeling a lot of doubt about this, but I can just try this one little thing. And then that just helps to get some movement happening. And often when we get that momentum going, like that builds on itself. So it's taking that first tiny action, that first tiny step, that's the hard part. So if we can just get ourselves to do that, that's really helpful. Then the fourth habit I have here is to get into the habit, and this is so helpful for all areas of life, of looking for evidence you can do it, because brains have this negativity bias. So we're always looking for how we can't do it and how we've failed and all the story about how we should be doubting ourselves because we're so incompetent. So our brains have that negativity bias. So what we want to do instead is get into the habit of looking for the positives. Eating, for example, maybe you've got a bad habit of like just randomly overeating chocolate, say. So rather than being like, okay, I need to be like never eating chocolate, like looking for the progress, looking for, oh, actually, so normally I have like have it like three or four times a day, but actually today I only had it once. Maybe it's like I normally have three or four times, but today I only had it twice. And just noticing, oh, actually, even though I'm still having chocolate, I'm still having more than I want it to be, like it is getting less than it was. And so when you notice that progress, the reason for this habit is that when we look for that evidence, we find the evidence that we are making progress. That helps us
feel better about the situation and feel, and it just gives us that confidence. So it balances out the doubt when we can look for, have some evidence. Oh yeah, actually I am making some progress here. And that can be that, and then that builds on itself. So when we keep looking for progress, then we see more progress and then we feel better about how the situation, the doubt slowly decreases, our confidence slowly increases. And then, you know, as we go along, it becomes easier and easier because we're seeing more evidence and then we're looking for more evidence and then we're feeling more confident and we're making that progress. So looking for evidence, and that starts by just building that habit of looking for evidence of like, okay, if I'm feeling doubt about this, pausing and going, hang on, where am I making progress? What can I do here? And actually, you know, getting into that habit of looking for the positives is so key. And then the final habit I have here is to have the habit of coaching yourself when you feel the doubt coming up. So, and I think it's a little bit of a habit of like expecting it not to be smooth and expecting it to be a bit wobbly sometimes, and that's okay. And just when you have those moments where your doubt comes back and you're feeling wobbly, just again, bringing the self-compassion back in and going, oh yeah, of course this is feeling a bit wobbly. It's okay. This is part of change. It's like, it's normal for me to go back to take some, you know, go forward and then take some steps back. And then you just speak kindly to yourself, bring that self-compassion in, and again, like let the doubt and then that run its course. And then you repeat the other habits of like, okay, just taking tiny action and looking for the positives, and that is what helps you, propels you forward. Of course, there are other things we can do, but I think those are the five most helpful habits that we can have to help us overcome our self-doubt. So I'll just recap. So first was self-compassion. So just that, of course, you have this doubt. Next is looking for a guide that you can trust and finding someone who you have that resonance with that feels like, yeah, I get this person, I like them, they can help me. Third is taking tiny action. So just making it really small and doable, but just having that first baby step. Fourth is looking for the evidence that you are and noticing progress no matter how small, and just reminding yourself, oh yeah, I am making progress. And then the fifth one was coaching yourself when you're feeling the doubt come up. I guarantee you, even if you just apply one of these, it is going to change your relationship with self-doubt and it's going to help you feel a lot more confident. So my invitation to you is like, in terms of next steps, is to just really start with the self-compassion. So just whenever you notice the fear and doubt is coming up, just hand on your heart. You don't have to put your hand on your heart if you don't want to, but like if you do feel good about doing that, do, and just speak kindly to yourself. Yeah, of course, like I'm feeling this. And I guarantee you that will radically change and open you up to the other habits as well. So I hope you've found this helpful. Just know that I feel for you. I know we all have self-doubt in different areas and it comes up, but it's so worth doing this work because it feels so good when you can look back and go, oh, wow, I wasn't even sure that I could do this. And look at me now, I'm doing it. Like, it's such a good feeling. Yeah. And if you would like a guide, if you're struggling with your relationship with food and you'd like a guide to help you on this journey and to make life simple and to give you, I think the other benefit of having a guide is that having a process to follow can be so, so helpful when you have that doubt in yourself, because then you can trust the process. If you're looking for a guide, I know a fantastic one. So I have a group called the Naturally Healthy Club, and it's a small group program where it's all around helping people change their relationship with food and their body so that they eat well, lose weight, and get to this magical place where they enjoy food and they feel really good in their clothes. So if any of that sounding good for you, then I invite you to get on the wait list because the last group sold out. So just go to thestonesoup.com or check out the link in the show notes and click on the Naturally Healthy Club tab. And I would love to welcome you in next time we're open for new members. Okay, have a fantastic week and I will catch you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google stone soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.